This podcast is titled Christian Ministry or They Will Kill Us. This is Jack A. Jones with this episode of Thinking Out Loud. I am an evangelical Christian who lives in rural West Tennessee with my wife and daughter. I am an ordained ruling elder in the Presbyterian Church in America with an obsession for Christian theology, and this is my podcast. The church has not faced this grave a situation in centuries. The newspapers scream at us, terrorism, mass murder, abortion, and many other ways that people made in God's image are dehumanized and devalued. No person on this side of the Columbine High School shooting, the 9/11 attacks, the Virginia Tech shooting, the Sandy Hook school attack, Trayvon Martin's tragic death, and George Floyd's murder can deny this reality with intellectual integrity. We have rapidly become a society that can rightfully face the judgment of God for some of the values we hold most dear. The way to get to the heart of the matter is with Christian ministry efforts. We must reach the people who make up our society in order to turn the tide. I'll tell one story from a few decades ago as described in C. John Miller's powerful book, Powerful Evangelism for the Powerless. Quote, early in the 20th century, Baptist evangelists preached throughout rural Mississippi and Alabama with such effectiveness that moonshiners could no longer sell their whiskey. All their customers were getting converted. In desperation, the whiskey sellers hired two men to murder one of the leading Baptist preachers. Pistols in their hands, the assassins waited in the dark outside a country church where their target was preaching. The evangelist spoke with burning intensity about heaven and hell, his voice ringing out into the night. When everyone had gone, he turned out the church lights and stepped outside. The killers approached him, pistols in hand. But instead of shooting the evangelist, they handed him their guns. We came here to kill you, but we couldn't, they said. We heard your preaching and we believed it. We're now on the same side. That story was told to me years ago by a pastor in Alabama. The Baptist evangelist was his grandfather. The story stayed with me. It is a compelling drama and a parable of our position in an increasingly dangerous and demoralized world. Either we evangelize our generation with new power, or its members are going to kill us. The bad guys are waiting for us out there and intend to do us in. We need an evangelism with enough strength to get the bad guys before they get us. Unquote. We must reach those people who intend to harm us or they will kill us. Evangelism and ministry are now literally a matter of life and death. Our churches are not effectively reaching the culture outside our doors and in our own neighborhoods. Our society and its values are bringing reproach on the gospel of Christ as missionaries try desperately to bring that message to the very part of the world that produces the most dangerous terrorist threats that we face, the Middle East and Southeast Asia. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ can change hearts. But how are we to do this? We're all in this together. Once again, I turn to C. John Miller from the same book. Quote, those of us who lead must modify the way we train believers to think of witnessing. I have in view the image of evangelism as fishing for the lost. Too often, we have only stressed the single fisherman with his pole. There is certainly a place for him, but there is a danger that the lone angler concept will place undue emphasis on witnessing skills, techniques, and special gifts, discouraging Christians who lack these distinctive features. It is clear that for the church, in Acts, evangelism was something that involved everyone, and they were often involved together. We need to focus on the biblical metaphor of fishermen pulling together as a team on the same net. Our shared life as the company of Christ redeemed is at the very center of our gathering in of the lost. Unquote. Miller also mentions hospitality, where our material gifts and our gift of the gospel are accepted as we also offer ourselves to non-Christians. It takes a church and all of its ministries, from hospitality to giving to the poor to evangelism, in order to reach our society. It's not too late. With the gospel, it's never too late. Until next time, God bless you.